More news stories now, including a new sport coming to Norwich and a parking charge attempt is held off for a shopping centre, but the first is the City Council could be sued over roadworks.
A year-long £3 million road revamp in Norwich could cost another £10,000 after a business revealed it plans to sue the County Council for loss of trade. Tamarind Tree Thai Restaurant on All Saints Street say that they were penned in by the pedestrianisation of the road and nearly all Saints Green, with trade down by £10,000. A claim to Norfolk County Council for the sum has been dismissed.
Excitement is building for pop band Take That's two Norwich gigs later this month. Mark Owen, Gary Barlow and Howard Donald are heading to our fine city for the first time and bringing their Wonderland Live tour to Carrow Road on June the 15th and 16th. About 60,000 people are expected to watch the band over the two nights, and fans have been taking to Twitter to voice their excitement as the countdown to the shows continue.
Extra security measures for the upcoming Take That concerts at Norwich's Carrow Road have been announced in the wake of the latest London terrorist attack. Those attending have been told there will be more overt security on display on the nights of the concerts, including a visible police and security personnel presence. Other measures will include a restriction on the size of bags that can be brought into the stadium and increased checks and searches on both nights for those attending the concerts.
The principal of the Hewitt Academy in Norwich is to leave at the end of the school year to take up a headship at a Catholic school. Tom Leveridge joined the school in May 2015 as it controversially transitioned from a local authority-run Hewitt school to the Hewitt Academy, operated by the Inspiration Trust. The Trust confirmed on Monday that Mr. Leveridge has accepted a headteacher post at the Cardinal Wiseman Catholic School in Coventry from September. Until a new full-time principal is appointed, Gareth Stevens, who has been the executive principal at both Heatherset Academy and the Hewitt since September, will continue to oversee both schools. Mr. Leveridge said, "I am sad to be leaving the Hewitt Academy at the end of this term, but I also relish the rare opportunity my new role at Cardinal Wiseman Catholic School will bring to fully unite my faith and my passion for education."
Chess and boxing may not be two sports that usually share the same bill, but a hybrid version of the games is coming to Norwich. Chess boxing allows fighters to roll with the punches in the ring before they leave the brawn behind and put their brains to the test at the chess board. Until now, the sport has only been seen in London, but a small borough farmer is bringing it out of the capital for the first time for a show at Open in the city in October.
A Norfolk charity has celebrated its 50th anniversary after receiving the news of a very special birthday present. Build is a Norwich-based charity which was set up in 1997 to provide social, leisure and learning opportunities to people with sensory, physical or learning disabilities. The charity provides a wide range of community-based activities across Norfolk with the aim of treating people like people, valuing their involvement in society and offering them the opportunity in life many take for granted. On Sunday, the 4th of May, blessed by glorious sunshine, the charity and its many volunteers celebrated their 50th anniversary in Bishop's House Garden in Norwich. The celebration followed the news just a few days before that the charity had been recognised for its decades of good work with the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service, the highest award given to local volunteer groups.
A semi-professional model and mother has achieved her lifetime dream of winning a national beauty pageant. Lisa Dunnell, of 31, from Drayton Road in Norwich, was one of the winners at Lakeside's Catwalk Model 2017 competition in the over-30s category. The hotel manager, who has two boys aged 10 and 8, said, "I never thought I would win. It was surreal. I was buzzing. My family and friends were really happy for me. I feel I've achieved my dream." There is so much more to beauty pageants. It gives you confidence, because you have to walk in front of lots of people, and it gives you different experiences. It's also fun, and you can make friends through it too. I feel excited I won, and it makes me feel proud. It is something I can show my children, and they can show their children. It is something I will continue doing. The final was in Essex, and the Norwich-born mother competed alongside more than 50 people. As well as the catwalk stage, she was interviewed by judges about her children and hobbies, including charity fundraising. Through the pageant, Ms. Dunnell, who manages Wine Lodge Hotel Services, apartments in Lowestoft, had the chance of supporting one of four charities. She chose the Women's Refuge, Changing Pathways, and brought along items to help individuals supported by the charity.
Business owners look to have staved off a firm's threat to introduce parking charges at a Norwich shopping centre, which they said could be a nail in the coffin on trade in the area. National Parking Enforcement, NPE, wanted to slap a £1 a day flat fee on parking at Earlham House from the start of June on behalf of Belgold Properties, which owns the car park. But despite having put up signs informing about the changes, the car park lacks a pay and display machine or an enforcement camera at one entry, meaning no charges can be made. Traders were also working with a solicitor to try and block the parking charges.